our first topic is racial and transgender non-discrimination. In his first few days in office, President Biden signed four executive actions relating to racial non-discrimination, and then there was also one relating to LGBTQ plus non-discrimination. So the racial non-discrimination orders addressed inequity in the Department of Housing and Urban Development, private prison contracts, tribal sovereignty, and addressing heightened discrimination against Asian Americans. And then the LGBTQ plus non-discrimination order expanded protections and built off the Bostock v. Clayton County Supreme Court case to protect transgender people from workplace discrimination. So our first question is, what do you think the orders are lacking, and what other policies do you think President Biden should implement?
I think it's, I mean, so far it seems like he's doing a really great job, and it seems like he's very action oriented. I feel like, I mean, it's definitely more than his predecessor, that's for sure. But at the same time, I feel like there could be, I mean, like, I didn't even know half of the stuff that you mentioned. I didn't even know that was a thing. And from what I see on the news, it's all I see is the rhetoric of just committing to all of these promises, and all of these action plans. And I think something I would like to see more of is seeing that represented in the news cycle, of these very specific plans, whereas just seeing, speeches.
Yeah, I really agree with what Orla was saying about how, like, obviously these are really great first steps, but I think that it's super crucial that, like, anti-racism and equity more generally are incorporated, like, in all of his policy decisions. That, like, it's not like he shouldn't just have executive orders about, anti-racism or whatever, but it needs to be included, like, when it comes to, like, climate justice and, like, his housing policy and all of that. Like, I think equity has to really be, like, front and center, and it's something that he's, like, publicly committed himself to. But I'd really like to see that in some of the actions he takes, as things are moving forward. And I'd like to see him to commit himself to even more progressive policy when it comes to race and fighting LGBTQ discrimination, things like that. But yeah.
I think I definitely agree with that. I also read an article about like the things that he had been doing in his first couple of days in office, and I found that a lot of the things that he passed for racial discrimination, he like denounced a lot of things. So like what does that actually mean? Like what does denouncing anti-Asian discrimination and xenophobia like what will that do? And what is he like? I just feel like denounce is too broad of a term because I feel like it's not actual action. And I think it's a definite like great first step, but I would like to see like I guess action with that.
Yeah, and kind of going off of that, it's obviously a really great first step considering what has happened in the last year. Our country has been turned on its head, and it's exposing what Black Americans, what Indigenous Americans, what Asian Americans have known for decades, for generations, for lifetimes. And it's a deep-seated problem. It has really deep roots in America. And I don't know how Biden is going to tackle that. I think, denouncing is important, but I do think that there needs to be a lot more transparent and very obvious action just because it's really crucial. So, yeah.
Saul, I know you mentioned wanting more progressive policies from Biden. Could you give some examples of progressive policies that could address, anti-racism and trans discrimination?
Yeah, I think I'd really like it if he committed himself to like to reparations more generally, when like as an anti-racist policy. I'm not sure whether he came out for the came out in support of the that bill in the House that's for like creating a like a subcommittee to determine what reparations would look like. But if not, I'd really I'd really support him coming out in favor of that. And I also think that there's like, it's not as if there's like a shortage of ideas for incorporating anti-racism and anti-discrimination laws like into his into the policies he's trying to pass. Like, I think one place he can look to is some of his like previous opponents in the primaries had really, really strong plans. Like Pete Buttigieg's Douglas plan was really pretty comprehensive as like a step towards racial justice. I think loads of his, and Cory Booker's baby bonds plan, again, would be another really, really great anti-racist policy. And I think that he could look to places like that for policies he could support.